It is good to sing praises to our God. Psalm 147, 1 through 7. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is becoming. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He gives names to all of them. Great is our Lord and abundant in strength. His understanding is infinite. The Lord supports the afflicted. He brings down the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises to our God on the lyre. So I thought that it's something that if the psalmist says it is good to sing praises to our God, would be good for us as spiritual Israelites, that he heals us and he heals us. And he's abundant in his strength and graces to us to sing praises as a congregation. Now we will have some of the brethren singing some hymns as a duet. Some will have as a solo. We will have some brethren singing in Polish, some in Romanian, some in Russian. Hopefully one hymn in Jewish language. It's a lot, the pure language. It's a lot to accomplish, but by the Lord's grace, we will be able to cover most of our hymns. And also we'll sing as a congregation, for sure. We will have some scriptures read in between the hymns. So, without anything added, I forgot to ask, is Sister Marge here? I think she's here, right? Sister Marge? If you can read the scripture that's on the screen, I think Sister Lorraine and Brother Richard Doctor will have the hymn Nearer, Still Nearer. That'll be the first hymn that they will praise the Lord with. So, Sister Marge.
I can't read it.
You can read?
It's not big enough.
Oh, it's not big enough. That's going to be a challenge. How
we
do
can
I make
find
it bigger?
Yes,
what is the scripture?
Psalm 119.
Psalm 119, 151, 152. How do I make...
Psalm
151 and 152. It's too small.
Okay. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever.
Me. Mm-hmm.
Indeed, it is good to sing praises to our God. We will have a few scriptures read. Sister Florence will read the next three scriptures. And Sister Lorraine and Brother Paul will have To the Rock, one of the wonderful hymns.
Deuteronomy 32, 3 to 4. For I proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God, the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are just. Psalm 28, 6 to 9. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart exults, and with my song I shall thank him. The Lord is their strength, and he is a saving defense to his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. be their shepherd also and carry them forever. 2 Samuel 22:2-3. He said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my, I can't see the last word, Lorraine's head is in the way, deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge.
Everybody should join with us on the last verse. 2:22.
Sister Dorothea reading the scripture, and we'll have the Romanian brethren and the Russian brethren singing two hymns, one in Romanian, one in Russian, and the translation of the hymns we're going to try to put it on the screen so you can understand some of the parts that we are reading. Sister Dorothea.
Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your father served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. If it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourself today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, which were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Going to be in Russian. Just to give you a little insight, that's what I wanted to have this, because we worship the same God, but sometimes our hymns are not so correlated like others that are very musically inclined. But that's a very interesting point, because the same thing happened when I visited first time Sicily in Italy, and they say, oh, the hymn came out so good, let's sing it again. Because it doesn't happen that often that the hymns come out that good. So now it's going to be in Russian, and the translation will be on the screen, and I need that translation too. Thank you. And now we will have a couple of scriptures read by Sister Lorraine. And then we will sing hymn 191. And we're going to try to sing it a little bit in African style. And Brother Richard Doctor will give you the instructions of how to proceed. And we will do our best to follow.
1 Corinthians 6, 19 to 20. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body. 1 Corinthians 7, 23. You were bought with a price. Do not become slaves of men.
Well, Brother Christie asked, was there any special hymns that the brethren use in Africa? And I said, you know, I haven't been at a single meeting where we didn't use hymn 191 at least once. And you might say, what's special about this hymn? And I think one of the reasons this is so popular with our brethren, of course, they sing all the hymns of dawn, but this one's especially popular because this is the only hymn that appears in the hymn book that actually has a little bit of an African rhythm to it. So when you get to the chorus, it's not my own, but for the bass voices and that, please emphasize the oh no. And we'll sing through it that way. And I wish I could just have you hear the joy and the love that your brethren in Africa have for you, and they do enjoy the hymn singing, but this one especially.
Can you just give us a sample of how low to go?
Oh no.
Not everyone, though, right? Not
just
everyone.
Just the basses.
I think we'll get better as it goes.
Just that I'm done.
think it is really good to sing praises to our God. Sister Mary Lynn will read Psalm 133, and after that, Brother Darek and Sister Gosia will have a hymn in Polish.
Larger group.
Even better. More the merrier.
Can you make the print a little larger?
I will try.
Thank you. Psalm 133. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, coming down upon the edge of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, coming down upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever.
So, just to give you an insight, I'm connecting some of the scriptures with the places where I've been and seen brethren, or the hymns themselves. And Psalm 133, it was for me a blessing always when I went in Krakow, the meeting in Krakow, at every Sunday meeting when I was there seven times in seven different occasions, they always had this hymn sang together as a class. And I don't know if the tradition is still there or not, but it was for me a pleasant surprise. And the message, especially of this psalm, it's a wonderful message for congregational meetings. Thank you. It is good to praise our Heavenly Father. Now we're going to have Isaiah 62 read by Sister Alice, and Brother Paul will have a hymn in Jewish language. So I'm going to leave the scripture on the screen, because hopefully it's big enough. The hymn is taken from verses 1, 2, and 4 mostly. Right, Brother Paul, from what I understand? 1, 3, and 4. But I'm going to leave the entire scripture here. Hopefully it's visible enough. Yeah, Sister Alice. Just a second.
For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all the kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt be a glory, a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married.
Dr. Joyce joined this meeting, and she sends her love to everyone. And this is a hymn, original music written by a brother in Israel, Yair Telsor, and he's from a very large family who constitutes the core of the congregation Hephzibah, which many of you met in 2016 at the International Convention. It's a congregation of around 35 or 40 Jews from all over the world, that got together and discovered many, many of the truths that we hold dear. As a result, they somehow came in contact with the Polish brethren, and in fact, they are in Poland today among the brethren in Krakow this week, and Sister Kasia showed me pictures of them this morning. So this is one of 41 songs, original songs, written by these brethren who live right outside of Jerusalem. Man Sion Lo Ekeshe Uleman Verushalayim Lo Eshkol Man Sion Lo Ekeshe Uleman Verushalayim Lo Eshkol Vahayi ateret yeferet Yehashem Ultunu Lamarcha Bichaf Elohayi Vihayite Teret yeferet Biyahashem Ultunu Mulacha Bicha, bicha lo hayi Lo yeah la, yo yeah la Ora zuva Yo lua bete Yo melo, yeah melo Ua Lo yeah la Ora juva ula teklo yeme ora shuma ilaki kare hefsiba leman sian lo ekeshe Uleman Verushalayim Lo Eshkol.
Thank you. For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not keep quiet, until her righteousness goes forth like brightness, and her salvation like a torch that is burning. The nation will see your righteousness, and all kings your glory. And you will be called by a new name which the mouth of the Lord will designate. We're going to have a couple scriptures read by Sister Colleen, and then we will conclude our praises to the Lord with hymn number 8. So, Sister Colleen, if you can read the following scriptures.
I'm just a pilgrim. 1 Peter 2:11, 12. Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts which wage war against the soul. Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles, so that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your great good deeds, faith in action, as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation. All for Jesus. 2 Timothy 2:10-12. For this reason, I endure all things for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus, and with it eternal glory. It is a trustworthy statement, for if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. 1 Corinthians 2:2. For I am determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
So now hymn number 8. And then we're going to have one scripture and then the concluding prayer.
Oh.
But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And now Brother Jeff will conclude with a prayer.
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day, for this time that we can come together and praise your name. And we thank you, Father, for all the many blessings that you've given to each of us here and to the whole world of mankind through the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus. We thank you, Father, for Jesus and his teachings and his example. And we pray that you can be with each of us and help us to continue to fight the good fight and give us strength to be more faithful and to follow more closely in our Lord's footsteps. And Father, we ask that you will be with all the brethren the world over that need your special strength and guidance. We look forward to thy coming kingdom to be fully established in heaven as well as on earth. And we pray, Father, that you will be with us as we look to the coming week and be with us in our daily lives, our experiences, and help us to continue to strive to serve you and live more according to your principles. And we ask all of these things now in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.
Amen.